I'm Pat Roberts, and I'm very proud to represent Kansas in the United States Senate. I've had the privilege of serving the people of my state as both a senator and a congressman, and much of my work in Congress has focused on health care, and especially the needs and concerns of patients, whether in a rural hospital in my hometown of Dodge City or in a major metropolitan area like Kansas City. And no matter where I go, patients tell me they are very worried that the new health care law, Obamacare, will cost more, hurt their quality of care, and keep them from seeing the doctor that they know and trust. Now, as you know, Republicans fought against holding the health care debate behind closed doors. We fought against the parliamentary gimmicks used to pass the bill, against the wishes of a majority of Kansans and Americans. Now, as we all return to work after our Independence Day celebrations, we learn President Obama, again, has gone behind closed doors to appoint a health care czar without public debate. President Obama gave a recess appointment, avoiding a public hearing and a vote in the Senate, to Dr. Donald Berwick, making him the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It is ironic that the president chose Independence Day for this action, avoiding the Senate's constitutional check on executive power to appoint Dr. Berwick. Now, upon learning of this move, the chairman of the Finance Committee, Senator Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, said, "I'm troubled that rather going through the standard nomination process, Dr. Berwick was recess appointed. I could not agree more with my Democrat colleague." Without a public confirmation hearing on Dr. Berwick's nomination, the Senate and the American people do not have the opportunity to learn about the man who will control one-third of all health care spending in America. So a lot is at stake. His influence will extend beyond Medicare and Medicaid, affecting nearly every American's care because Medicare sets the course for private insurers. As part of the new health care law, Dr. Berwick will have to cut $500 billion from Medicare, obviously limiting seniors' choices. Now, as a result of the recess appointment, Dr. Berwick will take office through the back door without any formal public vetting as prescribed by the Constitution. Now, this flies in the face of what was promised to be the most transparent administration in our nation's history. So what do we know about how Dr. Berwick will administer your health care? Let's look at his own statements. He said, "Any health care funding plan must redistribute wealth from the richer among us to the poorer and less fortunate." Well, the obvious fear is that Dr. Berwick will in fact use this position to redistribute the wealth in our country, cementing Obamacare as a giant but stealthy income transfer machine. Dr. Berwick has spoken very favorably about the British National Health Service, calling it not just a national treasure, but a global treasure as well. Unfortunately, the British system rations care to contain costs. The following disturbing statement of Dr. Berwick speaks for itself. "Most people who have serious pain do not need advanced methods. They just need the morphine and counseling that has been around for centuries." Now, is this the person we want making healthcare decisions for us, for our parents, our grandparents, our children, grandchildren? Dr. Berwick has proposed similar rationing ideas for the American healthcare system, saying the decision is not whether or not we will ration care. The decision is whether we will ration with our eyes open. Clearly, the president's plan is to have Dr. Berwick's use of rationing to cut that $500 billion from Medicare. Americans will not know how much saving a life is worth until Dr. Berwick is calling the shots. There should be a public forum where he must address who should make medical decisions: your doctor, the patient, the family, or the government. We urge the president to reconsider his recess appointment of Dr. Berwick and encourage the Finance Committee to at least hold a public hearing now. The president's health care plan, the most sweeping overhaul of health care in our lifetime, cannot be implemented behind closed doors. This is a warning. Your health care and the care of your loved ones now hangs in the balance. Americans deserve answers.